USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump firing back at some remarks made by the Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in which she referred to him as being morbidly obese. Pelosi was commenting on word that the president's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19.
Especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, but he's morbidly obese, they say.
The president telling reporters yesterday,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Over 10,000 residents told to evacuate in central Michigan after two dams failed from heavy rains. The region having been pounded with storms all this week, sending water over the Edenville and Sanford dams in Midland County. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham wants to release his examination results of the Russia probe before November's general election. The Judiciary Committee chairman telling reporters he wants all the information out there before voters go to the polls. Graham says he does believe the investigation will wrap up in either September or October. His panel has been looking into the FBI's probe of Russia's election interference in 2016. The NFL is amending its Rooney Rule. After few minority candidates were hired in recent years, the league adopted the rule in 2003 to require teams to interview qualified minority candidates for head coach and coordinator jobs. Teams will now need to interview at least two minorities for head coaching jobs and one for a coordinator's post. The league also considering using draft pick positioning as incentive to hire more diverse coaches and people in the front office. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The last holdout state in the nation, Connecticut, will start phase one of reopening its economy from the coronavirus pandemic today, as Governor Ned Lamont has issued an executive order giving cops the power to still enforce social distancing orders as the process unfolds. Wendy Williams taking a break from her TV show for health reasons. Reports are she's taken the break because of an ongoing struggle with Graves' disease, an illness that's a condition where the body's immune system attacks its own thyroid gland. Another TV host is said to be fine after there were some concerns raised just a few nights ago. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports.
And a new survey by WebMD finds people are indeed putting on a fair amount of weight while in coronavirus quarantine, with 47% of the women surveyed and 22% of the men saying they have gained weight. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.